For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. It's not the size of the dog you have in the fight. It's the size of the fight that's in the dog. That ram's horn represents a life sacrifice, because immediately in verse 13, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, I want to tell you something here. David kept the sheep. He tended the flock. He had the least amount of influence with his position in the family. He was the youngest. And again, attention wasn't even paid to David. His father didn't even remember until Samuel brought it to his mind by the unction of the Spirit of God. Are there any more children? Didn't even remember until Samuel brought it to his mind. The anointing came upon David. His shepherding was about to change. He was going back to tend those same little sheep. But see, let me tell you something, what I just declared. God, I'm gonna declare it again. God said, behold, I'm getting ready to do a new thing here. You see, David went right back in the midst of his brothers. All was done was oil was poured on him. There was no manifestation, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. See, there was a fresh oil. There was something God was doing. At the same time, an evil spirit came upon Saul. In other words, there was a shift in the spirit. The Spirit of God was moving from an old order, from an old regime, from an old mindset, from something that couldn't get the job done, to place it on something that didn't look like it could get the job done, but was going to get the job done. I'm here to tell you there's a shift right here, right now, in the spirit realm, and behold, God does a new thing. The anointing, the Spirit of God, the day the oil was poured upon him, the Spirit of God came upon him. And the Spirit of God departed from Saul. David was anointed in the midst of his brethren. When he was anointed, everything changed. Now, you know, his brethren might not have seen it, paid any attention to it, because David had to go back and tend the sheep. But everything changed from that day forward. Because now, God was about to prove something. And to raise up another king. But he was calling him from the sheepfold. You see, tending sheep like that has a great deal to do with being able to tend God's flock. You have to know how to protect that flock. You have to know how to correct that flock. You have to know how to lead that flock. And see, whether you realize it or not, where God has you, you may feel like it's not significant. But God is training you and teaching you right where you are, even when people have discarded you. They've written your name off. They don't think you're going to amount to anything. They don't pay attention to you. Your name hadn't been brought up. But see, God, you know, real quickly anointed you and sent you back. See, sometimes he has you there to protect you, to protect your anointing. Hello, to protect you, to keep you pure. There's some stuff right where you are that God needs for you to experience. Because there's another level of faith he's about to take you to. But he's got to get you content with tending the sheep. See, when David was attending the sheep first, God didn't allow anything to come his way. It was just ho-hum tending the sheep. But now he's anointed. You got to understand something. When you get anointed, everything changes. Where you walk changes. How you talk changes. What you experience changes. Now that he's anointed, God allowed a bear. See, no bear had come before. No lion had come before. But now he's anointed. God says, I got to do something in obscurity with you. I've got to show you something. I've got to impart something to you. I've got to teach you how this anointing works. Come on, right while you're tending the sheep. No, I'm not going to give you a microphone yet. You won't have your own ministry yet. But I've anointed you to be king, to shepherd my people. The first thing is the anointing. If you get anointed and you've been cleaning toilets or sweeping streets, guess what? God's not going to put you in the penthouse. You're going to go right back to sweeping the street. But all of a sudden, that street, when people walk on that street, they're going to take notice of that street. This street ain't never been this clean. This toilet ain't never been this clean. This bathroom, you can eat off the floor in here. Why? The anointing. David went back. This is the problem with humans. They get anointed, and instead of going back to the sheepfold, you know, they want to make their own way rather than wait upon God. Tell somebody, wait upon God with your anointed self. Come on, wait upon God with your anointed self. Let God open the door. Let God make the way. See, he's got to go before you. But he anointed him, and then he allowed a bear to come and grab one of the sheep. Before the anointing, David would have been helpless. He might have tried to run it off, but the thing would have taken the sheep. But when the bear came, the anointing came. Come on, see, when the anointing comes, you ain't afraid of nothing. How dare this bear come up in my sheepfold and take one of the lambs? Huh? Come on, somebody say the anointing. He slew the bear, then the lion. Now, Josephus says that he took the lion by the tail, got the lamb out, took the lion by the tail, and slung him around and beat him to death. Somebody say the anointing. Without the anointing, you run in the other way. But see, there's something God does with you ever before he does it with you and somebody else. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, there's something God has to do with you. Maybe nobody else knows about. That's why we cannot look on the outward appearance. You don't know what God has done. That person sitting next to you, you don't know how they get a prayer through. You don't know what kind of giant they are in the spirit. Hello? But the first thing God did when the anointing came is he allowed David to experience some things by himself. He gave him songs of praise. The anointing. He anointed him as a minstrel. Not while he was up in the church, but while he was back there with the sheep. A lot of us would feel left out, abused, misused. Nobody cares. Them folk don't love me. Well, perhaps God has you in a capsule for a time where it seems like, hello? Well, I'm talking, he's talking to somebody this morning, where it seems like nobody cares. Nobody can help you. That's God working the anointing. Come on, I said, that's God working the anointing into your. That's God working the anointing. He was a king, but he was a shepherd, a forsaken shepherd. Think about it. Your father, Samuel, comes to your house, a great man in Israel. All Israel feared they knew of Samuel. Samuel comes to your house for a sacrifice, tells you to bring all your sons, and your father don't tell you. All the other seven come, but you left out. Tell somebody, I'm left out for the anointing. You need to stop wanting to be included all the time. When's my turn? Stop being part of the clique. Amen. Stop being all up in there all the time. Sometimes God wants to separate you. Place an anointing upon you. Because you have a high place. Your call is high. Can't be just running with everybody. Doing it. You ain't going to be included many times. People ain't gonna like you when you're a likable person. They just don't like you. They don't want to be around you because of the anointing on your life. You better wake up and recognize. Hello, and stop getting sad and feeling defeated and like God don't care. No, God has anointed you. Whether people respond to you or not, you are anointed of God. Looking for recognition among men. Want your name to be called. Yeah, that makes us feel good in our flesh. But if your name ain't never called, know that I have a place in God. You don't know like I know what he's done to me and through me. You wasn't there when he saved me. You wasn't there when I slew the bear. You wasn't there when I defeated the lion. Come on, God's just getting you ready for the next level of your faith. Tell somebody there's another level. I'm stepping into it today. First thing I want you to write down in verse 13, David was anointed among his brothers. An anointing will sometimes cause people to not gravitate to you. Now understand, sometimes it will cause people to gravitate to you. Amen. Even seducing spirits want to come toward an anointing. You understand what I mean? But it'll drive certain things away from you because you are anointed. Certain trials are attached to anointings. Hello? God will not suffer you to be tempted above your able to bear, but with every temptation will make a way of an escape. Some of the things I declare to you today, some of the things you've gone through is because of your anointing. Hello? Because you've been anointed of God. Hello? I don't know about you, but there's some times where it's like, no, you can't say it in a way that anybody will understand. You can't say it in a way that it seems like anybody really feels what you feel. That's because God has isolated, God has separated, God has called you to himself. And the only outlet is through God. That's because drawing closer to him. Hello? Some of y'all understand what I'm talking about. He was anointed among his brothers. It'll provoke. It'll cause jealousy. It'll cause separation. Do you know Joseph's brothers hated him, despised him because of the coat of many colors, because of the favor that God had placed upon his life. Number two, as I mentioned earlier, he was anointed with a horn of oil, a life. God knew that his life would be a life sacrificed, given fully over to him. David's testimony from God was that David is a man after my own heart. He's a man after my own heart. We see in his life written in the scriptures, he didn't do everything right by any means. He was a man of like passion. He made mistakes. He did things deliberately and wrong. But yet he had a heart to repent. Anything but that. If you're truly anointed, that's what will happen when you mess up. You won't get all stiff-necked with God. You'll know to repent. You'll know to humble yourself. You'll know to come crawling back to God. Come back in repentance and asking God in contrite heart, asking God to forgive you. Because see, when you're anointed, you know that's where your life is.
We are continuing in part 20 of The Faith Crisis, The Next Level. In the scriptures, David is described as a little ruddy boy. Man's view of David was not that of what the Lord saw. God knew there was a king on the inside of David. Therefore, man's view of David was of what the Lord saw. What does God see when he looks at you? Are your spiritual eyes calibrated by the Holy Spirit? The Bible says God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but the heart. The people's choice, Saul, did not understand the principle of sacrifice. David was anointed with the ram's horn, which represented a life. In order to receive the next level, we must know that promotion calls for selfless sacrifice.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.